Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io.
And we're back for another episode of the Startup Hustle. This is your host today, Matt Watson, and our guest today is Noah St. John. I'll tell you more about him in a minute and introduce him. But before we get to that, I do want to remind everybody that today's episode of Startup Hustle is powered by Fullscale.io. Hiring software developers is difficult. Fullscale can help you build a software team quickly and affordably, and has the platform to help you manage that team. Visit Fullscale.io to learn more. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about, you know, probably some of the bad habits that are keeping us from being successful entrepreneurs. Excited to have, I think, an expert on that topic with us today, Mr. Noah St. John. He is known worldwide as the father of affirmations and the mental health coach to the stars. Noah, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, Matt.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So I hear you're famous. Are you famous?
Internet famous. Some people have heard of me. Most have not. So there's 7 billion people on the planet. I would say about 7 billion have not heard of me. So,
you know, I like to think in certain niches, I'm really famous.
Exactly.
You know, we're all famous in our own little circles. Actually, I got a weird comment yesterday from one of our other executives in my company. One of our competitors is scared to death of us because they hired me.
Nice.
So it's like, yeah, I guess that's good. I have some.
I love it.
So I guess to start out, for those who aren't familiar with you, that aren't aware of your fame, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, you know, I started my company, successclinic.com, in 1997, so 25 years ago, in a 300 square foot basement apartment in Hadley, Massachusetts, with $800 and a book on HTML. That's all I had to my name. I had no experience in marketing or sales or online. You know, there were no tools back then. I had to teach myself HTML. The only funnels that we had were, you know, funnel cake. So there weren't any funnels back then. So there was, of course, no social media, no Facebook, no YouTube, any of that stuff. So it was basically just me and Al Gore back then. Anyway, that's a joke. Anyway, but the point is that I really had nothing. So you're like, well, then why'd you start a business? Why did you do this? Well, what happened was I had been on a long search for my purpose on the earth. What am I here for? And I'd been reading lots of self-help books for many, many years. And they all said pretty much exactly the same thing. And I've been trying to use them. And I really never had much success, even after studying and paying all that money and following a lot of gurus. And so at the age of 25, I actually decided to commit suicide because I was so depressed and frustrated after reading all these books and really trying to succeed and not seeing really any success. So in 1997, I had these two epiphanies that really changed my life and gave me my purpose here on the earth. And so really gave me my mission. And so I wrote a book called Permission to Succeed. And then that was published by the Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher. back in 1999. And now 17 books later, as you can see, these are some of the books that I've published. These are some of my books in other languages. We're in 18 languages now. These are some books that I've helped my clients publish. So really, it's really been an incredible 25-year journey that really started very organically. You could say almost by accident, but basically now I am known, and if you want to say famous, or at least known for helping my clients make more in just 12 weeks than they made in the past 12 months, while also at the same time winning back 1 to 3 hours per day and 4 to 8 weeks per year. So this isn't about the hustle and the grind, even though I know that this is the hustle, startup hustle show. I get that. But I am actually, one of those that says there is a time, of course, for hustling and grinding, naturally, but there's also a time for not doing that, And so that's one of the reasons why people hire me is because they are hustling and grinding and they're not seeing any results. Seeing the money or having the impact, the income they want. And so that's one of the reasons why. And, we've been able to help our clients add over $2 billion at this point, add 6, 7, 8 figures while, really working less and being able to spend more time with their family. So really that's how it started. And that's what I do.
So have you been a type of personal coach and consultant basically for these last 20 plus years?
Yes, I have. And as I said, it started very organically, almost accidentally, when I realized what was missing, literally what was missing in this industry, the personal development industry. And it just really came about because of frustration, because I've been studying all these books, reading all these guys, going to all the gurus, and I'm like, why am I still not seeing the success that I want? So when people hire me and they say things like that, I go, I've been there. I know exactly what you mean. And, these are distinctions, the small little distinctions that really make a big difference in people's lives and their businesses and, in their family lives as well. And so that's really nice to be able to see people, yes, making more money, which is, of course, awesome and wonderful. But even better than that is being able to use that money and use the time that they have to be able to do the things that they really want in life.
Well, and I always refer to this as the startup hustle. And your point, like I hate people that think they need to work like 80 hours a week, but and we've all had friends, business partners, everybody that's like, part of your problem is you work too much. You don't work on the right things. But I feel like part of the hustle is just doing the shit that needs to be done. Like whatever needs to be done, you got to do it. And
that's right.
And you got to stop making excuses. Like, whatever you need to do, you got to go do it. And it takes some hustle, right? But you're right. It's working, grinding it forever is not good. So no. I watched some of your videos about you before we started the podcast, and we mentioned before about what affirmations.
Yes.
That was something we mentioned. And so tell us more about what affirmations are and maybe how that could relate to the people that are listening.
Absolutely. So I just want everybody watching and listening to know that we're saying a new word. It's affirmations. So this is one of my new books. It's called Millionaire Affirmations, The Magic Formula That Will Make You Rich. How's that for a subtitle, right?
There you go.
So it's affirmations, A-F-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N-S. So this is one of those distinctions, epiphanies that I mentioned a moment ago that I had 25 years ago when I discovered this methodology, this method that I call the affirmations method. So everybody watching this program or listening knows what an affirmation is, right? That's what we've been taught for decades. That's what the gurus say, use these affirmations. So like, for example, as a, as an executive coach, a business coach, I also am a keynote speaker. So I get to, do keynote speeches for, companies and organizations all around the world, from small 100 person workshops all the way up to multi-thousand multinational events. And when I'm speaking and doing my events, one of the things I like to do is have my audience members stand up and I say, okay, now we're going to do the old affirmation style that they taught us, right? We're going to do that old affirmation, just like the gurus say. So I want everybody to say, I am rich. And everybody goes, I am rich. You know what happens next? Everyone starts laughing. And I go, what are you laughing at? And they go, well, I'm not rich. And I say, but you just said you were. And they go, yeah, but I don't believe it. Aha. Now, see, isn't that the problem, right? That's the problem with the old way, the old affirmation way, which the gurus have been teaching for decades. And they say, well, listen, you just say these positive statements, and of course, it's going to change your life. Now, for some people, that worked just fine. But for millions of us, it actually didn't work at all. In fact, scientific studies have shown that 75% of the people that use the old affirmations method actually end up more frustrated than before because it doesn't work. So imagine if you had a phone that didn't work 75% of the time, right? What would you do? Would you keep using
that
phone?
Throw it out the window.
You'd probably trade it in, right, for a better one. So that's what I invented. I invented a better phone, right, which is the affirmation. So an affirmation is a statement of something you want to be true, but that we tend to not believe. So what I discovered back in 1997, in fact, it was actually in the shower when I discovered this. In my books, I call it the shower that changed everything, right? We always have, I'm sure everybody's had those aha moments in the shower, right? And you have those epiphanies. And so this is what I call the shower that changed everything, because I realized that rather than making these statements that we don't believe, why don't we do something even more powerful that's actually far easier, 10 times easier? And that is to ask an empowering question. Now, why do questions work? Because when you ask a question, your brain automatically searches for the answer. It's called the embedded presupposition factor of the brain. That's just a fancy way of saying when you ask a question, your brain searches for the answer. For example, if I say, why is the sky blue? Your brain goes, I don't know, why is the sky blue? See, but instantly your brain searched for the answer. In fact, you couldn't not do it. So I said, rather than making these statements we don't believe, why don't we just cut out the middleman and go right to the question? And then I said, well, what would that look like? Well, you've got the statement or affirmation, you know, like that example I just gave, you know, I am rich. And your brain goes, yeah, right, right. So we tend to not believe it. And so I said, well, if that's the statement, then what would the question be? And then I said, why am I so rich? Why am I so rich? Now, when you ask that question, what immediately starts to happen in your brain? Well, you start to search for the answer. So this is all about the law of sowing and reaping. As you sow, so shall you reap. This is nothing new. It's been taught for centuries. But what are we sowing? We're sowing seeds of thought. And yet, what are most people doing? Sowing lousy thought seeds. Why am I so fat? Why am I so stupid? Why isn't my business growing? Why can't I get more customers or clients or patients? Why is there more month left at the end of the money? Right? When you ask lousy questions, what do you get? Lousy answers. So that's what my affirmations method is. We're using the embedded presupposition factor of the brain. Rather than trying to shove something down your throat that you don't believe, you're actually using your brain. You're leveraging what you're already doing, what you already have. And that's one of the reasons why my clients get incredible results as a result of using my affirmations method.
So what are some good examples of this that our listeners could use? Like, so when I'm done with this, so I should I go downstairs and say, why aren't the dishes done yet?
Well, no.
How can I relate this work to my daily life?
That does not work. No, it's the exact opposite of that, actually. So as an example, you ask, you know, what's some example? So in like the Millionaire Affirmations book, by the way, everybody listening can get $300 worth of bonus gifts when they get this book. It's getmillionairebook.com. Very easy to remember. Getmillionairebook.com. And the book is, again, Millionaire Affirmations, getmillionairebook.com. And because you're listening or watching this program, you know, you get $300 of bonus gifts. But see, in the book, I give you over, 200 different affirmations on wealth, focus, self-confidence, purpose, work-life balance, millionaire habits. So you would affirm something like this. So you would say, well, what do I want? Well, I want to, I'll use a simple example. I want to add an extra $10,000 a month to my business. Okay, great. So that's your goal, right? Now, the old way, what the gurus would say is say, I am making an extra $10,000 a month. And your brain goes, no, you're not. So you're instantly bashing into your own brain. You're bashing into your own belief gap, all right, as I call it. And so, you know, again, they told you, well, just keep bashing your brain. And eventually you bash your brain into submissions. Now, okay, for some people that worked, but 75% of us, it didn't. So using my affirmations method now, you would affirm something like this. Why is it so easy for me to make an extra $10,000 a month in my business? Now, when you listen to that question, you're going, well, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. But the point is, it's not magic, right? This is science. You're already, this is what I want everybody to realize, everybody listening and watching, you're already doing this, right? Everybody on this planet, all 7 billion of us, are already using my affirmations method. There's only two problems. Number one is most people don't know that they're doing this. And number two, they haven't been taught how to do it properly, how to do it in an empowering versus a disempowering way. So most people are going around asking, as I stated earlier, lousy questions. Why am I so stupid? Why aren't I making the money that I should be making? Well, guess what? You ask those questions, you're going to find the answers. So now using my affirmations method, you can affirm better. Why is it so easy for me to find the right clients who pay me. I'll give you a quick example, just one from over 1,000 client examples that we have. Sheila came to me. She's a business owner, entrepreneur. She was making about $5,000 a month in sales. Now, $5,000 a month, pretty good, right? For most people, they'd be like, oh, wow, that's awesome. But she knew she could do a lot better. And she'd spent tons of money on all the gurus and all this stuff, but she was still stuck at that plateau. I taught her my app formations method, as well as the other, you know, habits and formulas that we teach. She went from making $5,000 a month to $75,000 per month. That's a 15 times increase in less than a year. One of the reasons is because she realized, as we were going through this process, she's like, wow, I didn't realize I was asking myself so many lousy questions. I didn't know, right? So that's the point. Whether these are conscious or subconscious doesn't matter. Because of the law of sowing and reaping, you're going to reap as you sow. And that is what is causing your life, what's your life is right now. So changing it using my affirmations method, the results can come very quickly.
Do you think most people get overwhelmed with the problems they have and the excuses and the things are holding them back? And most humans are just not very good problem solvers. And when you ask the questions this way, it puts them into a different way of thinking of being more of a problem solver.
That is one issue. And another is, and you bring up a very good point. You know, people come to me, you know, when they hire me or when they have me speak at their events or whatever it might be, whether they hire me as one-on-one coaching or group coaching, and they say, Noah, I've got so many problems. You know, I'm procrastinating. I can't focus. I have too many distractions. I'm not getting the leads I want. I'm not getting the customers I want. People aren't paying for them. I'm doing too many free sessions and people aren't upgrading. They're not paying me. I'm doing all this on social media. You know, they say all these problems, right? And I say, okay, hold on a second. I understand that you're doing all these things and you think that's a problem, but the irony of all that is you don't have 99 problems, you only have one problem. And they go, well, what do you mean? I say, well, the point is you just said all of these things, but these are symptoms. And they go, what are you talking about? I said, well, the point is that all of these things are behaviors that you just talked about, like procrastination, lack of focus, distractions, whatever. You're doing all these behaviors, but that's a symptom. What the actual problem is something that I identified, again, over 20 years ago, something that I call head trash. So head trash, the way that I teach it, you know, both in my books and my clients, is that the head trash is the voice in your head that says, I can't do it because. I can't do it because dot, dot, dot. And then you just fill in the blank. Well, Noah, I want to grow my business. I want to make more money. I want to start, scale, exit, whatever it might be. I want to get to $10,000 a month, $100,000 a month, $1 million a month, whatever level you're at. But I don't think I can do it because. Well, and then, you know, you just fill in the blank, right? Yeah. I can't do it because I don't have the money. I don't have the time. My spouse doesn't support me. My kids are too loud. I'm divorced. I'm married. I'm a Martian, whatever it might be. You know, we have so many excuses. And what's amazing about that, as human beings, is we always make ourselves right. See, whatever you say after the word because is what you believe and what you will defend to the death. So what's so amazing is when I say to people and I show them, I literally prove it to them, you don't have 99 problems. You don't even have 10 problems. You only have one problem, head trash. So guess what? Why don't we just take out your head trash and then all of these symptoms actually go away. I don't want to say magically, but almost in and of themselves. And that is something that people get very excited about when they see the results.
So what I love about this conversation, and it applies to really all types of people, it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, a business person, or my wife who has lots of head trash about various things in her life, right? It doesn't matter. It seems like everybody has these problems and they're, correct, you know, they relate to basic human psychology, right?
That's right.
And I love how you put this. And so I'd love to talk more about what makes people successful. And before we get to that real fast, I do want to remind everybody that finding expert software developers doesn't have to be difficult, especially when you visit fullscale.io, where you can build a software team quickly and affordably, use the Fullscale platform to define your technical needs, and then see what available developers, testers, and leaders are ready to join your team today. Visit fullscale.io to learn more. So we've talked a lot about those psychological things that kind of hold people back. So I'd love to learn more about, you talk about in your books and your coaching about the unconscious habits that highly successful people have, right, and maybe how those are different.
Exactly. Well, that goes to another one of my books, which is called Power Habits. Not to throw all these books at you, but I mean, that's exactly my point. I did develop this system, which we call the Power Habits System. It's right there in, you know, in the book. So if you can see that, that's like Da Vinci's man. The point is that what I realized over 25 years of study and experience and, you know, scraping my knees a lot and getting a lot of arrows in my back is that highly successful people, which I call unconsciously successful people, are actually doing these habits that are unconscious, meaning, number one, they don't even realize they're doing them. And number two, that means they can't teach them. This is one of the reasons why, it's one of the unspoken problems of this industry, which is that the gurus, the, you know, guys who are very, very successful, highly successful that we all see on social media or whatever, they are actually doing these unconscious habits, and they are what I call unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed. Now, that's a mouthful, but all it means is very simple. They're doing these things that they don't even know they're doing, number one, and therefore, number two, they can't teach it. So a lot of people hire me, as an example, after they've gone to all the gurus and they've said, I spent all this money, I spent all this time, I ran around to every seminar, and I'm still stuck. And why? And I say, well, it's very simple, because they didn't tell you what was actually going on. They talked about the symptoms, but they never talked about the actual problem, let alone the solution to the problem. And so the point is that, going back to my statement that I made a moment ago, you don't have all these problems. You have a lot of symptoms that are caused by one problem, head trash. So what's the solution for head trash? Well, it's what I call the Power Habit System. The Power Habit System is what I discovered, invented, and, you know, identified and codified so that people can realize, wait a minute, I've been doing all these things that they told me, but I'm still not successful. I'll give you another quick example. I was speaking at a seminar in Los Angeles for 1,000 entrepreneurs, right? These are high level people, 6, 7, 8 figure earners. And I was presenting and sharing pretty much what I'm sharing right now. So I was walking off the stage after my presentation. A man came up to me and he said, Noah, I want to hire you as my coach. You are the coach that I've been looking for. Now, I didn't know this man from Adam. Now, ironically, his name was Adam. And so I said, okay, Adam, what's going on? He goes, Noah, I'm totally stuck. I'm only making $4 million a year. Now, of course, I had to laugh, right? I mean, who wouldn't want to be stuck, right, with quotes at $4 million a year? And I told him, I said, that doesn't sound like much of a problem. He goes, no, Noah, I own a software company and we grew to $4 million in revenues really fast. But you know what? We have been stuck and plateaued for the past 4 years. 4 years we've been stuck at the same level. And he said, I've tried all the gurus. I paid all this money, all these marketing guys, all the gurus. He said, we're still stuck. And he said, as soon as I heard you speak about head trash and affirmations and power habits and everything you just said, he said, I knew right away that you're the coach I've been looking for. So he literally hired me on the spot. I worked with Adam for about 2 years. In that 2 year period, his company went from $4 million in revenues to over $20 million in revenues, literally a 6 times increase. So what did we do? We installed these power habits. That's how we did it. And so the point is that because he'd gone to all those guys and paid all that money, just like so many other people, right? He thought, well, it must be me. I must be an idiot. I must be a loser. I must be incapable or incompetent or whatever that. And see, what's that? More head trash, right? So that's the sad part, is that these gurus, not meaning to probably, but, you know, they're actually causing more people to not believe in themselves, to beat themselves up, to have more head trash. And so that's why I'm on a mission to help people eliminate, take out their head trash, because it's not your fault if you find yourself in that situation. And so the point is that the power habits of unconsciously successful people, one of them, as an example, is affirmations, right? That's why we start with that. That's power habit number one, what I was just sharing with you, what I just gave you. Right. So anybody can start affirming right now. You can literally start doing this in the next 5 minutes. And that's the beauty of it. See, but these guys that are unconscious, they're already asking themselves empowering questions, but they don't know they're doing it. Therefore, they can't teach it. So it took a nerd like me to actually break down what they were doing unconsciously so that the rest of us can do it consciously and thereby build a bridge between where you are and where you want to be.
So what else goes along with the power habits? You mentioned affirmations. What other habits go along with that?
Well, here's a quick example, and it's a very powerful example. So I realized something, in developing the power habit system that goes counter to really so many things that are out there. And I'll, just as a quick story, growing up, my father was a very, very hard worker, very dedicated, still is. He's in his 80s, still working hard. And so what I learned growing up was a very, very strong work ethic, but in a specific way, which is you never don't work. You never stop working, right? You're never not working. And in fact, if you're not working, that means, you know, you're lazy and, you know, you're worthless, basically. Now, he didn't say that, but I'm just, you know, I got the message, basically, right? And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to something like that, right? Just work all the time. Well, what I realized is that that's not what highly successful people do, even though sometimes they say it, right? We talked about the hustle and grind and all that stuff. But the irony of that is that they're actually not doing that. Yes, they're working hard. I get that. But they're also giving themselves permission to stop. So I discovered and named something that I call goal-free zones. Every one of us, we have to create and embody and install these, as I call it, goal-free zones. What's a goal-free zone? Well, it's just what it sounds like. It's a time and place in your life when you give yourself permission to stop setting goals all the time and not be working all the time. I work with my private clients, you know, my $100,000 clients, my $10,000 clients on this very thing all the time. And what so many people say to me is, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I have been subconsciously beating myself up every time I stop working. I didn't know I was doing that. See, this is a great example of the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. It's like the iceberg principle. I call it the iceberg principle of the human brain. We have about 5% that's visible above the conscious, you know, or above the line of consciousness, which means our conscious mind, about 5%. But the vast 95% is below the surface of consciousness. That's the subconscious mind. And as I always say to my clients and at my seminars, it wasn't the part of the iceberg that they could see that sunk the Titanic. It's the part that they didn't see that sunk the Titanic. And yeah, that's what's sinking most of us as well.
So you say that you can change someone's financial life in 5 minutes a day.
Yep.
How do you do that?
Well, I definitely talk about that in the Millionaire Affirmations book. In fact, I exactly share that with you. So again, getmillionairebook.com and get all those bonuses. So in 5 minutes a day, you in the book, I teach you my core four formula. Now, my core four formula is actually very simple. And it comes down to the fact that we humans have four modes of communication: reading, writing, speaking, and listening. That's how we humans communicate. We read, we write, we speak, and we listen. Okay, so that's what I encourage you to do using my Millionaire Affirmations method. By the way, we do also have the companion journal, so you can actually write this all down. We have give you a whole year where you can do this, my core four formula, and keep track of it for a whole year. So the first minute you read, so you go, you know, just pick out a passage here in the book and you read an affirmation. As I mentioned, I give you over 250 affirmations in the book, so you can read them about focus or health or wealth or habits or whatever it might be. So that's 1 minute. The second minute is writing, right? That's where you want to write in your Millionaire Affirmations journal. And you just affirm. You're just writing your affirmations and make sure they are empowering affirmations. That's the second minute. Then the third minute, you got reading, writing, then speaking. You say it out loud and people go, oh man, I feel kind of embarrassed. Well, who cares? It doesn't matter. You know, you can say it to your spouse. You can say it to your partner. You can say it to the dog, the cat, the fish. I mean, it doesn't matter. You just say it out loud, because when you speak words, you're actually sowing new seeds. You're sowing better seeds, empowering seeds rather than disempowering seeds. Reading, writing, speaking, and then finally listening. So when you go to our website, you can go to our main website, noahstjohn.com, and you can get a free 60-second stress buster. We call it the iAfform audios, like iTunes, I-A-F-F-O-R-M, iAfform. And you can get a free 60-second stress buster so you can listen and literally reprogram and change your subconscious thought patterns while you're not even paying attention. So if you've ever used like hypnosis CDs or something like that, this is like that, but better, because we put it on steroids, because we're using, instead of the old affirmation way that is trying to bash your brain into submission, now we're using the affirmations method. So we have iAfform audios on ultimate health, ultimate wealth, ultimate love, relationships, whatever you want. And you can literally change your life while you're not even paying attention. So that is literally how I can change someone's financial life in less than 5 minutes a day. That's all it takes.
So the interesting note here I have about willpower is one of the worst ways to change a habit. So, you know, one thing we always tell people, like, oh, you want to quit smoking or you want to lose weight or whatever, it's like, you need the willpower to just do it. Like, I always joke with my dad. I always try to get him to quit smoking. I just tell him it's real easy. You just stop buying cigarettes. But he doesn't have, He doesn't believe me, and he doesn't have the willpower to do it. So why do you say that willpower alone is not one of the best ways to change a habit?
Well, it's the worst way to change a habit, actually. And so the reason is because, like you just gave a great example, because he's not going to do that. So what it really comes down to is what a habit actually is, okay, which I talk about in my books and in my programs, but I'll go over it real quick. But my point is that think about what willpower actually is. So what's willpower? I'll give you an example. Imagine you're in your kitchen right now, and somebody brings in a freshly baked bowl or dish of chocolate chip cookies, right? They have a dish of chocolate chip cookies that just came out of the oven, right? And you're looking at them and you can smell them and it smells great and your mouth's watering and you're like, wow, man, boy, does that look good. And that smells great, right? And then here's what they say. They say to you, okay, now listen, I'm going to leave the room. Now don't eat one of those chocolate chip cookies. Whatever you do, do not eat a chocolate chip cookie. You know, those are for later. Don't eat them. Now I'm leaving. Okay. But don't eat a cookie. And they leave. And what are you going to do? You're going to eat the cookies, right? You're going to go, right? I mean, you might eat 5, 10, whatever. You'd be like the cookie monster, right? And why? Because that's what we humans are like, right? We don't like to deprive ourselves of anything, right? And we certainly don't like it when other people try to deprive it, but we don't do it to ourselves either. So that goes back to what a habit actually is. So again, I teach this in the book, but very quickly, it's 5 stages: the cue, routine, the reward, craving, and belief. That's what a habit actually is. So the cue is the trigger that happens in your life. The routine is what you actually do. The reward is what actually happens in the brain. You actually get a reward for doing a habit. That's why you do it or you wouldn't do it. Then you have a craving for actually what happens when you do the habit. And then finally, the 5th stage is a belief. So you develop over time a belief about your ability to what happens when you do that habit. So let's take a classic example of procrastination. That's the number one habit that people tell me, certainly entrepreneurs tell me, that they want to break. Oh, no, I wish I could stop procrastinating. That's my worst habit. Okay, great. So let's look at what procrastination is. First, procrastination, you have the cue. The cue, what's the cue in this case? Well, the cue is you think about doing something that would actually help your business. Isn't that amazing about procrastination? Procrastination isn't just not doing something. It's not doing something that you know would be good for you. That's pretty funny. All right. And so procrastination is you think about doing something, you know, oh, I should make that phone call. I should write that blog post. I should do that video. I should write that email, whatever it might be. Oh, and I know this would help me. So that's the cue. Then you have a routine. What's your routine? You do something else. You go watch Netflix, right? You're scrolling on social media. You're going on Instagram, Facebook, and like, right? And guess what? Those platforms, all those social media, all those media platforms, they want you to be addicted. That's their job. So they can sell you more stuff. That is their job, to addict the human brain. And they do it very well. All right. But so anyway, you do something else. Then you have the reward. What's the reward? And you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. What reward could I get for procrastinating? You get the reward in your brain, not in your bank account. You get a reward in your brain because your brain wants to be safe. And that goes back to the craving. That's the 4th stage. You have a craving for safety, right? So when you don't do that thing, because guess what? Doing that thing scares you. And you're like, ooh, I don't want to be scared. I don't want to go towards my fear. I want to go away from my fear. So then you don't do it. And then you have a belief that says, oh, I'm a procrastinator. I can't do it. This will never work for me. Head trash, head trash, head trash. Do you see how this all comes together? So then that's why I tell you, and I tell all my clients, I say, guess what? The beauty of this is we only have to change 2 things. We don't have to change everything. Just 2 things. Number one, you change the routine. Number 2, you change the belief. I already taught you how you can change the belief. You just start using my affirmations method. Instead of saying, you know, I'm such a procrastinator, you say, why do I get things done when I need to get them done? Wow. And it's like, but oh no, I don't. That's a lie. Okay. Again, this isn't magic. It's science. You got to do the steps. It's not going to just magically happen. But for some people, it is actually, I wouldn't say magical, but I would say miraculous in many cases. We've had some miraculous stories, which, you know, I've already shared a couple with you, but you know, there's tons more on our website. My point is that you change that belief and then you change the routine. So all you're doing is you do one thing. You do that one thing that scares you. All right. Oh, I'm scared to write a blog post. Write the blog post. I'm scared to do an email. Do the email. I'm scared to do a video. Do a video. By the way, for all of you watching and listening, I want to say this to you. If you want to have a good laugh at my expense, go to my YouTube channel, watchnoahtv.com. Watchnoahtv.com. Subscribe to my channel. And then when you go to the listing of videos, just select the oldest videos on there. You can do it by date. Instead of selecting newest, you select oldest. And then just watch my old videos and have a good laugh at my expense. I look so dumb and stupid. And I just look terrible. But I did it on purpose. I've been on YouTube since 2007, right? So what's that? Over 15 years now. And the point is, I sucked at the beginning. And that's what I tell people. You have to suck at the beginning of anything. What most people are doing is waiting for everything to be perfect. That day will never come. So you have to get through the sucky part to get to the good part. Most people aren't willing to do that. And if you are, you could be in the top 1%, literally in probably 1 to 2 years in your business.
Well, and that's with anything with business or any kind of goal you have in life, right? Like everybody's so focused on the end goal, but you know, most of the time it's just taking the first step of the journey and then you figure out what the next steps are. But people get psyched themselves out from even just taking those first couple steps.
And even that is head trash. Do you see?
Yeah.
Again, you don't have 10, you don't have 99 problems. You just have that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. So, I mean, I love what we've been talking about today. And I've, you know, there's got to be a small percentage of people, let's call them the outliers, that, that think differently, that don't have a lot of the problems that you describe. You know, they just think, they naturally think a little differently. Like I'm naturally a problem solver. So I feel like I naturally think a little differently and I can still be a procrastinator and I can still have some of these problems, but I get up every day and I'm a problem solver. So I'm always trying to figure out how to accomplish things. But there are definitely, it seems like 99% of people have, their whole life is full of head trash. I think you're absolutely right. And you know, the other thing that's hard is you mentioned this earlier, And I feel like for myself and certain other people that are really successful, we can't even explain why or how. It's like somebody that can go hit a 99 mile an hour fastball and hit a home run, but they can't necessarily tell somebody else how to do it. It's like, I just do it. I don't know how I do this thing.
That's right.
Just do it. But in some ways, I feel like you've deciphered some of the most common reasons of what are the things that people are missing, right? That's holding them back. Like, and they're all common mental psychology things that most humans struggle with. That I think most people have.
I agree with you. I have done that. Yes. I mean, and it's proven with over, you know, how many thousands of success stories and case studies that we have. By the way, I do want to mention, in addition to getmillionairebook.com, I talked about head trash and you just mentioned that you think it's very powerful. We do have this book called Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money for free. It's a very easy one to remember. Sendmeabooknoah.com. That is very easy to remember. Sendmeabooknoah.com. And the book is free. We just ask you to cover the shipping. But because you're watching and listening to this program, go to sendmeabooknoah.com and I will send you the book free. It's called Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money. And again, I want to reiterate that for everybody watching and listening to this program, you don't have all these problems. You have symptoms. But only one problem, which is head trash, I show you how to cure it. So think about this. Imagine if you have pain in your body, right? Let's say you have pain in your knee or your shoulder or even your teeth or whatever it might be. And, you know, you keep taking all these pain pills, trying to get, you know, dull the pain, but you didn't fix the actual problem, right? If it's a tooth, maybe you need to have a root canal, or maybe you need a tooth extracted. If a pain in your knee, maybe you need to get physical therapy, or maybe you need to have a knee replacement, or whatever it might be. Sometimes it's more serious than others. But the point is that if you just keep taking the pills, the symptoms are going to keep coming back because you didn't take care of the one problem that's causing your pain. So we urge you to take care of the one problem that's causing all your other problems. In fact, it's funny, many, many years ago when I first started coaching people, one of my very earliest coaching clients said to me, Noah, do you realize that your coaching is the only coaching that fixes every other coaching? And I said, yeah, you're right. That is true. That is actually how it works. And so, you know, again, like from Sheila, 5,000 to 75,000 a month, you know, Adam, 4 million to 20 million. The stories just go on and on and on. And that's, I think, it is a result of the fact that we fix the one problem that causes all the other problems.
Well, as we start to wrap up the show, I do want to remind everybody that if you need to hire software engineers, testers, or leaders, FullScale can help. We have the people and the platform to help you build and manage a team of experts. When you visit fullscale.io, all you need to do is answer a few questions and let the platform match you up with our fully vetted, highly experienced team of software engineers, testers, and leaders at FullScale. We specialize in building long-term teams that work only for you. Learn more when you visit fullscale.io. So, Noah, I love what we've been talking about today, and you've obviously written a lot of books and a lot of things. I have a lot of resources. It's hard to keep track of all of them.
I know.
Is there a good place to go to learn about all of this stuff? And where should we start if we're like, man, we've covered a lot of stuff today. Where do I start?
Yeah. Very easy to remember. Just my name, NoahStJohn.com, NoahStJohn.com. And we have a lot of free resources. You can see my most popular books, my online courses. For those of you that want to do group coaching or one-on-one coaching, all of that is available on our shop page, shopnoahstjohn.com. but just start at noahstjohn.com. And that's like the hub that brings you to all the different spokes that we have. We use the hub and spoke method. We bring you to the hub, noahstjohn.com. Again, also definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, watchnoahtv.com. But it's really, you know, like I said, I've been doing this a long time. We've seen over, you know, just thousands of success stories and case studies. And that's what's really amazing is to see people just the light bulb go on and you're like, wow. And especially for people that have been trying for so long and not seeing the results that they want. And then when they finally just explode and we see these hockey sticks, it's very, very exciting.
Well, I think most people know it's like, you just need to change your state of mind. Like you need to think about things differently, but they don't know how to do that. Right.
Exactly.
And so I think the key here is this is a way to do that, that has been proven to be successful.
Correct.
So as we end the show here, do you have any other final suggestions or anything else you want to leave everybody with?
Well, my mission is to raise the consciousness of humanity one question at a time. That's my mission. And so, you know, using my affirmations method, getting rid of your head trash, using power habits, all of these are methodologies. They're methods, they're strategies, right? It's what to do. So what we give you, you know, when you work with us, whether it's our books or online programs or coaching, we give you three things. We give you the right plan, the right tools, and the right support. Meaning we give you the right plan, which is what to do, the right tools, which is how to do it. And then we give you the support that you need to succeed. Most people are, especially entrepreneurs, you know, they're maybe working on their own. Maybe people don't understand them. Maybe they're friends or family. Then they're like, boy, they're so weird. Why don't they just get a job and things like that? I mean, we've all heard those things, right? And so it can be tough and it can be lonely sometimes. And so that's why we want people to realize there is help available. So, you know, getting the right plan, getting the right tools, and then enlisting and getting the right support so that you don't have to feel alone. You don't have to feel like you have to reinvent the wheel. We've done this thousands and thousands of times. And, you know, we would really love to help you as well so that you can reach your goals literally up to 10 times faster. And in many cases, make more in 12 weeks than you made in the last 12 months while getting your life back.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And reminder, everybody, go to noahstjohn.com and find, you know, links to all your different resources and all the things we're talking about. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button. Then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.